My Dad's Kilt Went to China, Episode 2, Emperor Ming's Handmaiden. The fantastic hotel I was in served continental breakfast as well as all the Chinese variants, and to be honest, I didn't really feel very adventurous for the first couple of days. So I went for the usual muesli and cornflakes and that kind of thing, but there were some interesting Chinese options with signs on them. One of them in particular I didn't feel at all drawn to eat was called Dried Meat Floss Spread. I'm assuming that's just a mistake in translation, but to be honest, dear listeners, I wasn't that adventurous. I dived into a series of meetings with my lovely Chinese colleagues. One of the things I noticed in the meetings was that everyone had a china cup with a lid on it, and inside that china cup at the beginning of the day were dried jasmine tea leaves. Just before the meeting started, the ladies of perpetual tea, as I like to call them, came round, lifted the lid on each cup and topped it up with hot water. And then at different periods throughout the meeting, throughout the morning, on the afternoon, they would reappear and top them up. So the tea started off being quite strong and then became progressively weak. But I must admit, I really began to like it. I think it was jasmine tea. Meetings are precision events in China. Everything, the timing is absolutely bang on, which is really refreshing and interesting, given that I work with people from all over the world and mainly Europe. Showing up in time is regarded as an expression of respect to other people, and the whole I was really impressed at how well organised the meetings were. It was really great to know that we would actually finish on time. And that precision in organisation applied to the meals also. In a meeting with some Chinese businesses, what really interested me was that when we had a round the table open chat time, what they were looking for was to try and encourage entrepreneurialism and creativity in their businesses. Now, in Scotland, that's exactly the same kind of thing we're trying to encourage and to support, because we're looking to increase the number of businesses that are grown and that are creative and that are successful in Scotland. I was then invited to a ceremony which unveiled the opening of our branch in China. There was a plaque, there was a big stage and speech making. What really fascinated me was around the edges of this were the ladies dressed up in Chinese outfits, very reminiscent of the Flash Gordon film. They looked like Emperor Ming's handmaidens, and they were dressed in red. When I asked my translator, Jenny, what was significant about them, she said that, well, for each senior dignitary, there must be one girl. She called them polite girls, but when I tried to look that up on the internet, I got entirely the wrong kind of websites than I expected. But they were ceremony girls, and they were dressed in red. And I asked my translator, Jenny, what the importance of colour was. And she explained that red, being the colour of blood, symbolises positive aspects, happiness, wealth, and is always associated with good luck. Black is associated with sin, dirt, evil, disaster, sadness, and cruelty and suffering. So, bad luck on black. White signifies moderation, purity, honesty, and life. Purple, interestingly, signifies omens and solemnity, but also wealth. And then I began to notice that, yes, all the girls that are in the hotel that are behind reception and that serve are wearing purple. After the ceremony, I had a table where I could meet Chinese businesses, and I had a full afternoon of people talking to me. My translator, Jenny, was quite interested in the fact that every time someone new came to the table, I would stand up. And she said, "You don't have to stand up." And I said, "Well, in the UK, you know, if some of you stand up and shake hands." So that's not a Chinese custom, but she thought it was very polite. Jenny, the translator, has been at university for about 4 years, I think, and they're studying translation, and her and her colleagues are all provided for different events. She talked about her dreams and her ambitions and her goals for life. And it was lovely to meet someone who's young who has dreams, goals and ambitions. Because I think when I was her age, I didn't have many. After the ceremony, we were invited to a major dinner, a signing of things in a room with armchairs, and then a big dinner. The dinner comprised 11 courses, and in typical Chinese precision, was carried out over 1.5 hours so precisely that I had to stand up and leave my cake, because the host of the meeting, when he finishes, everybody must finish. It was another fascinating insight into Chinese food, and I tell you now, I managed to pick up a whole bowl of peanuts with chopsticks. Join me next time for episode 3 called Jasmination. My Dad's Kilt Went to China is written and produced by Ken Gordon and is a Psychic Scone production.